Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment on the Haftorahs of the 3 weeks. It's very unique, the Haftorahs that we read from the period beginning with the fast day of Shivasar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, up to the fast day of Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. There are three Shabbases over that period. And of course, traditionally, the Haftorah that we read on a given Shabbos, with a few exceptions during the year, more than a few, but a very clear minority of exceptions, have a specific tie into the Parsha that we read that week. And on the 3 weeks between Shivasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, that's not what we do. We make it our business, regardless of what Parshas are those weeks. Sometimes it's a double Parsha, sometimes one Parsha, not another Parsha. It doesn't matter. The three Haftorahs are always the same. And these Haftorahs evoke much of the sense and concept that we have of the prophecies leading up to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction, and generally speaking, we're talking about the destruction of the first temple when we're talking about the prophecies. And it's a very interesting thing. And clearly, in the practices of Klal Yisrael, these Haftorahs are given great significance. And I think, in general, we have a little bit of trouble really plugging into the feelings of the 3 weeks. We understand in a general way that we're supposed to be disturbed that we don't have a temple anymore. We understand that the second temple was destroyed because of baseless hatred, and we try to work on that. And more than those two concepts, it's difficult for us to kind of connect. So I was hoping maybe if we take a bit of a closer look at the Haftorahs that we traditionally read during this time period, maybe we'll be able to connect more to some of the themes relating to the 3 weeks. I do not plan on going through this verse by verse, but I do want to touch on some specific verses and some specific ideas. The first of the three Haftorahs is the very beginning of Sefer Yirmiyah, the very famous prophet Jeremiah. And what's really fascinating about the beginning of his prophecy, of the book of prophecy, and that's what we begin this Haftorah with, what's really fascinating about it is he was a very reluctant Navi. He didn't want to serve as a Navi. He certainly didn't want to be the Navi to bring these strong words of rebuke to the Jewish people. And what we have in this first Shabbos' Haftorah is God really has to cajole him into it. And it's a fascinating thing. And just to read from a specific verse, Pasuk Hey, so first chapter of Yirmiyahu, fifth verse, Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, Hashem says to Yirmiyahu as follows, B'terem etzerchav abeten yidaticha. Before I created you in the womb, I knew you. Presumably, I knew you is some language of not just knowing who you were, but having affection for who you are. Uv'terem teitzei meirechem hikdashticha. And before you left the womb, I already sanctified you. Navi lagoyim nisaticha. I have made you a prophet for the nations. It's a fascinating statement being made here. He's telling him that literally from his conception, this is what he was destined for. The Radak frames it as that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Yirmiyahu that I gave you ability, and now I'm taking it out to the practical realm. I'm making you a Navi. I'm not just saying to you, you're a sacred person. I'm saying to you, you're a Navi. And this is you. This is who you are. A fascinating thing. The Radak also points out that Yirmiyahu has this unique statement made to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he really didn't want to be a Navi. We'll see next time, God willing, what Yirmiyahu's response is. He really didn't want to be a Navi, certainly not for these prophecies, and he didn't think it was appropriate for him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you know, you are the man for this job, and he strengthens him in that regard. The Radak says there's one other person in Tanakh who's similar in this reluctance to take on the mission. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, that when God first comes to him at the bush, and if you look in the verses over there in Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu was very reluctant, that there's a whole back and forth. So the Radak poses the question, why doesn't Hashem speak as explicitly to Moshe as he does to Yirmiyahu? I mean, he says to Yirmiyahu, you've been slated for this since you were conceived in the womb, before you were conceived in the womb. So One possibility that the Radak says is that the whole revelation at the bush is the equivalent of what God is telling, for Moshe, is the equivalent of what God is telling Yirmiyahu here. The other possibility is that Moshe, you know, surmised it on his own once God was so emphatic that he has to keep the mission. But we'll see, God willing, in the coming days, there are many parallels between the role of Moshe and the role of Yirmiyahu. But this concept is fascinating to think about, that a person is confronted with a mission, and he was planned to fulfill this mission from his conception. It was true for Yirmiyahu, and who knows how many of us it's true for. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.